Good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody. December the 25th. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. This episode is going to be about a Pacific person by the name of Kevin Samuels. Yes, you heard me. Kevin Samuels. He made his debut maybe around, 2019, maybe 2020. But I want to get into this topic of this man because I just got some things that I want to get off my chest. And this is a Christmas gift to myself and to people who may feel the same way that I feel. Stay tuned. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey everybody, and I'm back. What's up? Merry Christmas. I'm gonna start off by saying, look, we have people with opinions all over the world. We have people that get on social media, express how they feel. We have people who tell you how to be in relationships and what to expect and what you're looking for. We have everybody that's trying to be the Steve Harvey of the world, in which I don't agree with a lot of shit that Steve Harvey says either. But I want to start off by how I came across Kevin Samuels myself. I came across this man one day. I was looking, you know how Instagram has a little feed or whatever, and he was talking to a young guy, and you know, this looked like one of his shows, like he was just getting off the ground, you know, and different things like that. He didn't have all the glam behind him, the modern art behind him, and you know, his little candles and incense that he may set up, and he didn't have none of that. He didn't have all that stuff at the time, and he was speaking to this young man. This young man must have been overweight or whatever. And the young man said that he want a woman that's fine. She can't be this. She can't be that. And Kevin Samuels asked him, how you look? And is your dick big? And all this kind of stuff. And it was hilarious. It was funny. He just went into this brother like, I'm like, damn, this brother, you know, he kind of snapped on him, let him know, like, how you gonna be a fat motherfucker and you telling me that you don't want to be with somebody that's fat? You know what I'm saying? And it was just awesome. I'm like, wow, you know, so I got intrigued by Kevin Samuels. I got intrigued. I was, like, interested. I'm like, wow, you know, a brother speaking on the behalf of women and how men, especially black men, have high expectations on women and what they want, what they don't like, what they expect, and this and this and that. So, but as time went on, I mean, I didn't stay in tune with him, but as time went on, that conversation started to take a shift. It started to change like all people do when they start getting fame and clout and start getting recognized, and they see that a particular audience is starting to listen to them, and they start to change the dynamics of their content. And that's what he was doing, basically. And as time went on, I would tune in and out and this and this and that. And then as time went on, I say maybe a year later, I start seeing women always on there talking to him, you know, reaching out to him, asking him crazy questions and different things and all that kind of stuff like that. And I would just look at these women and I would feel so, not sorry for them, but I would like, why y'all talking to a man that's belittling you and asking you, what do you rate yourself from a 1 to a 10 or whatever? Like, do you compare yourself to this and this and that? And, you know, realistically, don't no woman want to ever call herself ugly, okay? This is facts. Don't no woman want to call herself ugly. She'll call herself ugly in private, maybe with her friend, a boyfriend, whatever. But a stranger that you don't know, you're not going to give him that energy to let him know that this is how you feel. So you basically want to say, look, I'm beautiful, this and this is the skin I'm in, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, he's very not, it's like his acceleration has went from maybe 50 to 100 now. Like, he has gotten so big on his platform of disrespecting women, especially black women, to the point where he's trying to get this narrative in where it's okay for him to tell a black woman to shut up and you're not going to disrespect me on my platform and you ain't going to do this. If you have a dialogue and you're having people come onto your show to talk to you, even if you don't agree with them, that who are you? You're not married. You're not married. From what I know, allegedly, that he was married and he has a daughter that he doesn't do anything for and all this kind of stuff. Allegedly, this is what I've heard. I heard that he used to work at Hermes in New York and stand outside and spray cologne on people, supposedly, allegedly. I don't know this man. But what I've learned and what I've heard from him is that he's very negative when it comes towards black women. I've seen his content when it comes to Caucasian women. Don't get me wrong, some Caucasian women he put in their place in a gentler way. But with black women, he comes in an aggressive way. Now, let me get something straight now. I'm not saying that some black women don't need to be set straight. Because black women, this modern day black woman, not the women that was 10 decades ago black women. I'm talking about this modern day black woman, not even three decades ago. These modern day black women, some of them are reckless with their mouth when it comes to men. They have this way of talking to men in a kind of way like they're bitches. And you can't expect a man to respect you because you don't like how he speaks or how he does anything or whatever. So I'm not talking to women who have respect for themselves. I'm talking to the women who think they are above everything. Okay? So, now, do I think that Kevin Samuels is right in certain things and things that he talks about? He may hit a couple of marks on the paper here and there. But to diminish a woman and tell them that, oh, a man ain't gonna, you're spoiled goods because you have children. Okay, a man can have children. A man is not small. A spoiled goods if he has kids. And he can have three different baby moms, but it's a double standard. It's like a man can have all these kids. If he has a good job and he's taking care of his kids, it's okay. But if a woman has three kids and she's taking care of kids and has a good job and she has her own, she's spoiled goods. And that's really messed up to put that out there like that. And this man, how can somebody give a person advice on finding a man or a spouse or a partner or anybody, man or woman, if they're miserable? If you're talking down or you're degrading a sex of a person all the time, this and that, you're talking negative, 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 negative. I don't understand that for the life of me. Like, how is this man making it so big where these women keep calling him? I mean, you got women that call and get excited and talk to him, and he diminished their excitement, like, oh, don't come on here talking like that. Hold up. Shut up. Yeah, your heifer ass, and talking to them like real disrespectful. Like, now, don't get me wrong. Like, I understand if somebody's coming to you in a disrespectful way. Yeah, you check their ass, man or woman. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody is excited to see you or talk to you, regardless of where their mental capacity is, I wouldn't be excited to see this gump ass nigga, for real, to be honest with you. That's just my opinion, and I don't care. But if I'm on your show, you ain't got to talk to me like I'm retarded or ignorant because you ain't found your way in life and you feel like, okay, if women come to me, they going to get what they going to get. Like, come on, bro. Like, and brothers, y'all looking up to this man, like, not all brothers, y'all looking up to this man like he's some kind of God gift to men to y'all. Because he's talking about women, talking down to black women. Don't get me wrong. Some black women need to be put in a place. Because a lot of black women, the narrative is, I feel like, in the world. And I know you girls like to tussle, so don't take this wrong. But a lot of y'all don't know how to submit anymore. Women don't know how to submit. And I'm not saying a man shouldn't be able to submit to you either. But a lot of women do not know how to submit to men. A lot of women don't know how to take compliments from a man. A lot of women don't know how to listen to a man when he's telling you something and guiding you in a way from a man's perspective. It's like women today want to have this idea of, you can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. I make my own money. I'm a badass bitch. You know, I need a man that's making 100-some thousand. I need a man this and that. It's like the narrative women today are really bad, especially in Black culture. And then you sit back and you wonder why I can't find a good man. Like me, for instance, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I work hard every day at my marriage. I work very hard. Me and my husband work hard to make our marriage work. It's not, and it's like everybody, even with celebrities, people are getting married for the moment. They're not getting married for the distance. They're not getting married anymore for the love and to death do us part. Is they getting married till I get tired of your ass. You spend all this money on weddings and all this on for one day to be married to a person anywhere from 6 months to 5 years tops, and then we just grew apart. We just was on two different pages. That's why. You know, I'm not saying this. Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this. And from a happily married woman, I'm gonna tell you this. If you can't see yourself waking up to a person every day, like you can turn around and look at this person and be like, and if it don't feel new to you every day you waking up with that person, then don't get married to that person. Don't waste your time. Don't waste that person's time. Don't waste your time. I know somebody that was in a toxic relationship and they will fight or argue. They went and still got married, went to Jamaica, had their wedding. With less than 6 months, they got a divorce. What fucking shit is that? Some crazy ass shit. Y'all should have just went there for a vacation if y'all was gonna do that, because that's basically what it was, a vacation wedding. It's like today people don't get married to stay married. People like the word marriage. People like the feeling of being married, but don't know what it takes to stay married. It takes two. So I don't understand how a man like Kevin Samuels can tell a woman anything about being happy or what a man wants, because he's unhappy himself. I mean, from his content, he seems very bitter. Yeah, he walks around in his nice little Gucci shirt and Gucci loafers and shit like that, little Gucci glasses, and, you know, and walk around. Hey, he's lonely. If you look at his videos on Instagram when he's by himself, and then he may have an Instagram bitch thought on his dick here and there, but if you really look at him, you can feel, if you're really a type of person that's tapped into the universe and the energy, you can look and tell that man is sad and by himself. He is not happy. He is not happy. You know, 1 + 1 = 2, right? But if a person is miserable, guess what 1 + 1 will look like to them? It will look like 1 + 1 = 1 to that person, because they don't see nothing past that, because they carry their baggage around everywhere they go. Every time they get in a relationship, every time I see women on shows that's dealing with men, I see no marriage boot camp. These hip hop stars, this is the guy, he came out bisexual and he was dating, and she's trying to make it work with him. If that's gonna bother you, thinking about him cheating with a man, why you wait? I don't give a goddamn if y'all been together since high school. People sometimes, and we hate to admit this, sometimes people are in our life for seasons. When that season starts to change and you can't adapt to that season, it's time to either go somewhere warmer or either get warm. One of the two. If you can't adapt to the season, you need to go somewhere where you can be, where you can adapt to the seasons. Like, if you're not a person that can adapt to cold, well, you need to go to Florida or California, someplace like that. But see, we as human beings think and tell ourselves that we can adapt to anything, or we can make it work. Oh, if I do this for this person, she'll love me. Or if I do this for him, he'll realize how much of a good woman I am. If you have to constantly have conversations with yourself like that, then that shows you right there that that person is not meant for you if they can't see the quality in you. See, we can see women. I'm just speaking, not for all women. I'm just going to speak to the certain type of women. A lot of women say they want a nice guy. They say that with their mouth. They may say it in their mind. They may speak it into existence when they see somebody else. Oh, I wish I had that. But deep down inside, they want them this thug-ass nigga. They want a man. They want that element of that. Some women, not all women. You know? And I just feel like we have to really adjust ourselves as women, especially women of color, and get off this bandwagon and trying to keep up with the Joneses of Instagram and social media. We need to really, really rethink the way we think about ourselves, because a lot of times we'll get lost in the sauce. And I'm not saying you can't be yourself, but find somebody that's willing to accept you for you. If you into having open relationships with somebody, like you willing to share your man with another woman, you want to have threesomes, find a man that's willing to adapt to that. Don't marry a man that's not into that. Don't introduce things into your marriage, because then if you do that, then it goes south, then you upset. Don't do stuff like that. Find somebody where you equally yoke and that wants to do shit like that with you. That's the same with a man. If you like having an open relationship and you want to have more than one woman on your roster, be with a woman that can accept that and adapt to that. Don't waste a woman's time that wants to be married and have one man to herself, a one woman man. Don't do things like that. Don't waste your time with people that are not for you. So I'm going to leave it like this. I don't think Kevin Samuels, and we had some other people before that. His name is Tommy Sawyer or something. He used to talk about black women too. But anyway, I would hope that black women are not that weak and pathetic, that they need a black man like him, to tell them their worth. And, you know, that's all I gotta really say about the whole situation. But I hope that I was able to enlighten some of you people out there today, and I hope that you have a great holiday. And listen, this corona thing is taking off and all this other stuff. Be safe out there. Protect yourself and your family. Think about yourself and your family while you're out in this world. And listen, love yourself. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. I just want to say thank you for listening. This is Coco Real with your Daily Diary News. And I am signing off. Stay blessed and highly favored. And Merry Christmas.